We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
Hey, this is Jay Stu and John.
Yep. On the way home from the Toronto Comic Con, definitely a really good day.
Yeah, it was a lot of interviews,
a lot of great friends that we got to see. It was definitely one of our more fun shows that we've done and been able to be a part of. And, you know, really huge thanks to the people that put on the show, and especially Jess from Touchwood PR, who was able to, you know, help set us up with the Christopher Judge interview, which was absolutely amazing. You did a great job with that, for sure.
Oh, thanks, man. I can't believe I got to talk to Teal.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. And, you know, to be able to meet him in person and see just how friendly he was and you know, how much he loves his fans, that, you know, that's always a great thing that makes the show even better. And, you know, to see so many great people that we know and we always see, but also to meet a lot of new ones that, you know, we never would have expected to get a chance to talk to. You know, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a great day most of the time in Artist Alley.
Yeah, most of the day in Artist Alley, because, you know, Diana loves Artist Alley. And she made sure that we got through every bit of that. And we got to see a lot of great people.
Yeah, got to meet some people from DC and Marvel Comics.
Yep, definitely got to see some amazing artwork. Talk to, well, I don't want to spoil just what interviews we got, because those are coming out to follow, right? So quite an exciting time. And yeah, overall, this was definitely a great pleasure to have been able to go to this show today.
Yeah, and you were saying you used to go to it when it was a much smaller spring convention. They've expanded.
They've definitely expanded. When the very first convention I ever went to was the small Toronto Comic-Con that was every March in the same place. And that was my very first convention ever. And, you know, I got to meet George Perez and Bart Sears. And it was just such an amazing experience to realize that people that I had kind of idolized for so long were just normal people. That was my first touch of real, in my opinion, celebrity. And it was awesome. And I've made a point of trying to go every year since. And I missed it last year. Go this year, and now it's like 3 days, and it's like two-thirds the size of Fan Expo, and, you know, so many big names there. It was wild. It was really wild to see how it's grown, you know, in the short time that I've been able to attend. And man, it's still so much fun to go.
Yeah, I want to shout out to Kiera for helping us out with photos today.
Yep, player two from the Geek Girls. Yeah, she was a huge help today, being able to kind of fill in when I couldn't get the camera going. And, you know, also with her being some friends with so many of the great people that were there, we got to talk to people that, again, we don't always get the chance to see because, you know, they're busy too. And, you know, everybody stops to chat with, you know, people they know. So it was a lot of fun.
I had a great time. I would definitely do this convention again.
Absolutely, yeah. And like I said, you know, Jess in the PR department who helped us out, and really just the organization of this show, I really enjoyed. I thought everything went smoothly. We never had any hiccups trying to, you know, go through with getting the passes or get in contact with any of the people there.
Real easy to find the press place too, to get the passes.
Super easy to find where the press table was, and also, super easy to find everybody. Like,
yeah, it was a good layout.
The layout was one of the better layouts I've seen. It was easy to find Artist Alley, easy to find the vendors. You know, even the food court was set up beautifully.
Yeah.
Like, this was one of the best organized shows I think I've attended, and it was fantastic.
Well, I appreciate you coming with us today, John. It was great covering it with you.
Yeah, I'm glad I got to go. I'm glad that you know, I was able to free up the schedule to be able to attend, and certainly it was a great time, and, you know, it's time to look forward to the next one.
Yeah, so as far as the Toronto Comic-Con goes, definitely I'm going to give it a big Vulcan salute and a tip of the Indiana Jones fedora, because great time.
Absolutely. Yeah, just a lot of great memories from today. Really looking forward to looking over the photos and, you know, getting them up on the Facebook page and on the website. I think people are going to enjoy it.
Oh, and you took hundreds of photos, too.
Yeah, probably around 600 so. Yeah, I went a little overboard, but
that's fine. Yeah. I have no problem with that.
When you're having fun, you're having fun. You can't let it go, right?
Definitely. All right, man. Well, thanks for coming out today, and thanks to the fine folks at Toronto Comic Con for helping us out, and hopefully we'll catch them again.
Absolutely. Hopefully we'll see them at Fan Expo.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.